In Sheremy Kevin podcast, written and spoken by Kevin Knaus. Savings accounts exempt from Medi-Cal asset and spend-down rules. One of the vexing issues for people attempting to qualify for Medi-Cal are the limits on a person's assets. When they do have assets, such as a savings account, the Medi-Cal rules necessitate that the individual must spend down those assets in order to qualify for conditional or non-MAGI Medi-Cal eligibility. Medi-Cal will now recognize Cal-Able savings accounts where individuals and others can contribute up to $15,000 annually and still qualify for Medi-Cal. The Cal-Able program does not apply to expanded Medi-Cal under the ACA, where adults and children can become eligible for Medi-Cal based solely on their household modified adjusted gross income. The special Cal-Able account is for individuals who may be eligible for conditional or non-MAGI Medi-Cal based on a disability or blindness. However, there may be considerations for MAGI Medi-Cal households. Under the current rules, an individual applying for non-MAGI Medi-Cal can have no more than $2,000 in liquid personal property assets. The ABLE program had its beginnings in 2014 when President Barack Obama signed the Stephen Beck Jr. ABLE legislation into federal law. This allowed states to decide whether to move forward with establishing ABLE accounts for disabled individuals. Governor Brown signed California ABLE Act into law in 2015. ABLE stands for Achieving a Better Life Experience. In California, it is known as Cal-ABLE. In the All County Welfare Directors letter of September 20, 2019, California County Welfare Directors were given guidance on how to recognize, verify, and treat the new Cal-ABLE savings accounts. The Cal-ABLE program allows individuals, trusts, estates, partnerships, associations, company, or corporation to contribute funds into a Cal-ABLE account administered through the California Department of Treasury. Those funds will then be excluded from the personal property asset calculation to determine eligibility for Medi-Cal. The total annual contribution cannot exceed $15,000 for a lifetime maximum amount of $529,000. For individuals receiving supplemental security income, their accounts are capped at $100,000. However, if qualified income is contributed to the Cal-ABLE account, it is still considered monthly income for the individual for the month in which it was received. Third-party contributions, usually considered gifts, are not considered as income. Distributions from the Cal-ABLE account are not considered income as long as they are spent on qualified disability expenses. Withdrawals from the Cal-ABLE account that are not spent on qualified disability expenses may be counted as taxable income and may affect eligibility. Furthermore, there was no guidance in the Department of Health Care Services letter as how the Cal-ABLE account may be treated under the estate recovery provisions of Medi-Cal. Qualified disability expenses. What are some of the qualified disability expenses? QDEs do not have to be merely medical expenses. They can include basic living expenditures. While the following list is not exhaustive, some examples of QDEs are education, tuition for preschool through post-secondary education, books, supplies, and educational materials, housing, expenses for a primary residence, rent, purchase of a primary residence, mortgage payments, real property taxes, utility charges, transportation, use of mass transit, purchase or modification of vehicles, moving expenses, employment support, expenses related to obtaining and maintaining employment, job-related training, health prevention and wellness, premiums for health insurance, mental health, medical, vision, and dental expenses, habilitation and rehabilitation services, durable medical equipment, therapy, respite care, long-term services and supports, nutritional management, communication services and devices, adaptive equipment, personal assistance, assistive technology and personal support, expenses for assistive technology and personal support, miscellaneous expenses, financial management and administrative services, legal fees, oversight and monitoring, home improvement, modifications, maintenance and repairs, funeral and burial expenses. The CalABLE program, like all Medi-Cal programs, has many rules and restrictions. They can be complicated. Below are excerpts from the All County Welfare Director's letter, and the document is attached for downloading. Carefully review the letter and then consult with your county eligibility worker if you think you might be eligible for the CalABLE program. Department of Health Care Services, All County Welfare Directors, September 20, 2019, letter number 19-21. The California ABLE Act allows qualified individuals with disabilities to open tax-advantaged ABLE accounts in California under California's ABLE program, which is called CalABLE. The CalABLE program and the CalABLE accounts are administered through the California Department of Treasury via the California ABLE Act Board. The CalABLE program was launched in December 2018. Who is eligible to open an ABLE account? Under Section 102A of the ABLE Act, an individual is eligible for an ABLE account if the individual is disabled or blind with onset prior to age 26 and meets certain criteria. ABLE program administrators are responsible for determining eligibility for opening an ABLE account. County eligibility workers are not responsible for determining if an individual is qualified to open an ABLE account. Also, per Section 102A of the ABLE Act, no inference may be drawn from an ABLE account disability certification for purposes of establishing eligibility for Medi-Cal. Who can contribute funds? ABLE account beneficiaries can contribute their own income or property to their ABLE account. A beneficiary may transfer countable property to their ABLE account to spend down excess property. Income received by the beneficiary and then contributed to his or her ABLE account is counted as income in the month received. For example, a beneficiary has their income of $500 directly deposited to their ABLE account each month. The $500 is still countable income in that month, even though it is directed to an ABLE account. The result is the same if the beneficiary first deposits their income into a non-ABLE checking account and then transfers that income to an ABLE account. The income is counted one time when it is received. Third-party contributions made by persons other than the designated beneficiary to an ABLE account are disregarded in determining Medi-Cal eligibility. A transfer of funds from a trust, such as a special needs trust or pooled trust, to the beneficiary's ABLE account are treated the same as third-party contributions. Distributions from an special needs trust or pooled trust that would normally be counted as income are disregarded if they are contributed into the beneficiary's ABLE account. Limits on contributions. The total annual contribution that an ABLE account can receive from all sources is currently $15,000. This amount is based on federal gift tax exclusion and therefore is subject to change. Beneficiaries may save up to the lifetime maximum of $529,000 and still be eligible for federal means-tested public benefit programs, including Medi-Cal. County eligibility workers are not responsible for determining if an individual has exceeded ABLE account contribution limits, except as needed to verify spend down of excess property. Supplemental security income, state supplemental payment recipients are subject to a $100,000 contribution limit. If the recipient exceeds the $100,000 limit, their SSI-SSP eligibility will be suspended until the ABLE account balance is brought within the $100,000 limit. For individuals with SSI-SSP-linked Medi-Cal, the suspension of the SSI-SSP does not result in a loss of their Medi-Cal eligibility. The SSI-SSP-linked Medi-Cal eligibility will continue unless the SSI-SSP eligibility is terminated. Out-of-state ABLE accounts. Federal law granted states the option to expand their state ABLE program nationwide. California residents who meet the ABLE account criteria may open an ABLE account in any state that offers a national plan. Each state will have their own program administrator for their state ABLE program. The ABLE National Resource Center is a helpful resource on current state ABLE programs. County eligibility workers will see ABLE accounts from other states as well as CalABLE accounts. ABLE accounts are treated the same for Medi-Cal eligibility purposes, regardless of the state in which they are opened. Verification and documentation of an ABLE account for Medi-Cal eligibility. The county eligibility worker shall verify the ABLE account by documenting which state ABLE program the account is from, the designated beneficiary, account number assigned by the state program, account open and close dates, name of person with signature authority, and account balance. Individuals are only allowed one ABLE account at a time. An ABLE account statement is an acceptable form of verification and documentation. If a statement is not available from the applicant or beneficiary, follow the Medi-Cal verification process to get a signed release from the applicant or beneficiary to obtain a statement from the applicable ABLE administrators and, if necessary, accept self-attestation. Counties are not responsible for reviewing the ABLE account contributions and distributions, or for evaluating whether or not distributions were for qualified disability expenses. QDEs are broadly defined as any expense related to the eligible individual's blindness or disability. These may include, but are not limited to, education, housing, transportation, employment, training and support, assistive technology and related services, health, prevention and wellness, financial management and administrative services, legal fees, expenses for ABLE account oversight and monitoring, funeral and burial, and basic living expenses. Beneficiaries will be required to report to the county any distributions that are used for non-qualified disability expenses when a beneficiary no longer intends to use a qualified disability expense distribution for a non-qualified disability expense. The county will be required to evaluate whether a reported non-qualified disability expense account distribution affects Medi-Cal eligibility. For example, when the beneficiary makes a deposit of the distribution to other financial institutions' accounts, such as a checking account, and the county is evaluating property eligibility, or when the county is determining whether such a distribution is countable income. Medi-Cal treatment of ABLE account funds. Under federal law, funds in, contributions to, and specified distributions from an ABLE account must be disregarded and income earned on the funds in the ABLE account and retained in the ABLE account are not counted as income when determining eligibility for federal means-tested public benefit programs such as Medicaid. California law is aligned with federal law for treatment of an ABLE account when determining eligibility for Medi-Cal. Modified Adjusted Gross Income Eligibility. Funds held in an ABLE account are not subject to federal or state income tax. Therefore, they are not counted as income for MAGI eligibility. Similarly, contributions to an ABLE account by a third party are considered a gift and are not counted as income in the MAGI determination because the amount is under the annual federal gift tax exclusion. Income received and contributed or directly deposited into an ABLE account is counted as income in the month received. Non-MAGI eligibility. Property. All funds in an ABLE account must be disregarded in determining property eligibility for non-MAGI Medi-Cal eligibility. Third-party contributions and contributions from a special needs trust or pooled trust to an ABLE account are not included in the property reserve. Income. Income received and contributed or directly deposited into an ABLE account is counted as income. Contributions such as third-party contribution funds and distributions from a special needs trust or pooled trust contributed into ABLE accounts are excluded as income for non-MAGI purposes. Example, Sam received state disability insurance income and had it directly deposited into his ABLE account in the same month. Sam's SSDI income is counted as income in that month. Treatment of ABLE account earnings. ABLE accounts can accrue interest, earn dividends, and appreciate in value. These ABLE account earnings are excluded from income of the designated beneficiary for both MAGI and non-MAGI Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal eligibility treatment of distributions from ABLE accounts. Distributions from ABLE accounts are not counted for Medi-Cal eligibility purposes when they are used for qualified disability expenses. Distributions for non-qualified disability expenses may affect the Medi-Cal eligibility and therefore must be reported by the beneficiary to the county, and the county must determine if the distribution is countable as income or property. Medi-Cal eligibility treatment of retained distributions for qualified disability expenses. The ABLE Act does not require that distributions from an ABLE account be used within the month the distribution is made or within any specific period. The retained distribution from an ABLE account should continue to be disregarded after the month of receipt unless it was used for non-qualifying expenses. It is not the responsibility of the county eligibility worker to track distributions for qualified disability expenses. If a distribution is retained for a future qualified disability expense, the county may inquire whether or not the distribution is for a qualified disability expense in order to determine how the retained distribution is treated for Medi-Cal eligibility purposes. Please see example below. Example: a designated beneficiary takes out $1,000 from their ABLE account in June and reports that it is for a health-related qualified disability expense, but does not spend the $1,000 until November, when the health-related qualified disability expense is due. The $1,000 is not counted as income or as part of the property reserve from June through November as long as it is used to pay for the qualified disability expense. Treatment of previously excluded qualified disability expense distributions used for non-qualified purposes. Magi eligibility. Funds distributed from an ABLE account and used for non-qualified expenses are taxable, and the amount that is taxable is countable income for the eligibility determination. The taxable amount is calculated using a formula established by the Internal Revenue Service. Counties must accept self-attestation of the amount of taxable income received due to distribution of ABLE account funds for non-qualified expenses. If the reported taxable income cannot be electronically verified, the income must be administratively verified. Non-Magi eligibility. The amount of funds distributed from an ABLE account that are used for non-qualified expenses are included in the property reserve. However, if the funds are spent down or returned to the ABLE account, the beneficiary may still be property eligible for that month if they are within the property limits at some point during the month. Similarly, a distribution that was previously excluded or retained for a qualified disability expense counts as property if used for a non-qualified expense. County eligibility workers should counsel their applicants with an ABLE account that using funds from an ABLE account for non-qualified expenses may affect their Medi-Cal eligibility and inform them of their duty to report. It is not the responsibility of a county eligibility worker to track qualified disability expenses. It is the beneficiary's responsibility to report a change of circumstances to the county if they use funds in an ABLE account for non-qualified expenses. The county eligibility worker should apply regular property rules for non-Magi eligibility to determine if the reported funds used for non-qualified expenses would affect the beneficiary's Medi-Cal eligibility. Example 1. John takes out $10,000 from his ABLE account for a pre-ordered medical device in July. He pays a $5,000 deposit. While waiting for the medical device to be available, John gives his sister $1,000 from his ABLE distribution for her personal use in September. The $1,000 that John gave his sister is countable property and must be reported to the county. The county must follow 10-day notice requirements for adverse action if appropriate. The remaining $4,000 that is retained is still an excluded resource if used to pay for a qualified disability expense. Once the beneficiary no longer intends to use the distribution or a portion thereof for a qualified disability expense, it is counted as property. Example 2. Mary takes out $6,000 from her ABLE account to pay for her educational expense that is a qualified disability expense. Before school started, Mary got a job, decided not to go to school, and reports her change of intent to the county. The $6,000 would count as property starting in the month that she decided to use it for a non-qualified disability expense. The county must counsel Mary about spend down. Mary may spend down the $6,000, use it for another qualified disability expense, or return the funds to her ABLE account before the end of the month in order to spend down any excess property.